This is Inside Indiana Business Radio for the morning of Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. I'm Alex Brown. Stakeholders in rural Indiana regions say they are excited to tackle housing and quality of life projects in hope of attracting more residents to their communities, thanks to their allocations of Ready 2.0 funding from the state. East Central Indiana Regional Partnership CEO Trevor Friedberg says working in rural and disadvantaged counties can be seen both as a challenge and an opportunity.
There is an outsized impact that can be had in rural areas. Sometimes a small investment can have a ripple effect on the actual community. It can change things like promoting pride in a community that hasn't had investment in who knows how long, could be decades sometimes. And being able to instill that pride, have that excitement, it just brings people together. And then the spirit of collaboration can have a turbocharged impact on rural areas.
Regions are now working with the IEDC and garnering proposals on how to spend their allotments. In proposals and reflecting on their award amount, the focus is clear. Housing is a critical and urgent need. A major barrier to building housing in rural areas is the lack of infrastructure like electricity and sewer lines that without ready, tax increment financing districts or other funding sources is saddled on the developer, which may deter them from pursuing projects in areas desperate for housing. Less than a year after cutting the ribbon on its second one, Hard Truth Distilling Company in Brown County has begun construction on its third rack house. The project is in response to increased demand for Hard Truth's sweet mash whiskeys and will be able to hold 8,000 whiskey barrels, bringing the distillery's total on-site capacity to more than 20,000 barrels. Job News USA will host a job fair on the west side of Indianapolis today. More than a dozen employers will be on hand looking to fill more than 500 open positions. The job fair will run from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Wyndham Indianapolis West Hotel near Indianapolis International Airport. From the number one source for Indiana business news, this is Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Southeast Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to Engage Southern Indiana, New Albany, May 1st, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Join us for a day focused on Southeast Indiana's growth. Connect with fellow leaders and walk away with bold new thinking to help your region thrive. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage.
Governor Eric Holcomb on Tuesday announced $10 million in new personal protective equipment for volunteer firefighters across Indiana. Here's Gary Dick.
Most Indiana communities are served by volunteer fire departments, operating on shoestring budgets with dilapidated equipment, the governor's office said in a news release. Some wear protective gear and self-contained breathing apparatuses that may be more than a decade old. Through Governor Holcomb's 2023 Next Level agenda, $17.7 million was allocated to firefighters for PPE and new training facilities for volunteer stations across Indiana. The investment marks the first time the Indiana General Assembly has dedicated funds specifically to firefighters. The only other funding source for firefighters is tax revenue from the sale of fireworks in Indiana. The $10 million will purchase 940 complete sets of PPE and self-contained breathing apparatuses, benefiting some 66 fire departments across every Indiana fire district. The selection process addressed the poorest volunteer departments first, then those with the oldest equipment. The funds are administered by the Indiana Fire and Public Safety Academy, led by the Indiana State Fire Marshal and the Indiana Department of Homeland Security. The vendor will work directly with individual firefighters to measure and fit the equipment before delivery. This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio.
Kokomo-based electrical contractor Houston Electric announced this week it has merged with another contractor headquartered in Bloomington. Financial terms of the deal with Cassidy Electrical Contractors are not being disclosed. As part of the merger, Houston has established Cassidy Electric LLC, which will serve as a new division of Houston while maintaining the nearly 60-year-old Cassidy brand. Cassidy currently has about 90 employees who will join with Houston's 480 workers. A spokesperson for Houston said there will not be any negative impact on employees, and there are plans to add jobs as the integration of the two companies goes on. Fairbanks Foundation CEO Claire Fidian Green is this week's guest on the Business and Beyond podcast with Gary Dick, presented by PNC, a weekly conversation with high-profile Hoosiers in business, sports, and entertainment, and beyond. Available now from your favorite podcast provider. I'm Alex Brown for Inside Indiana Business Radio On Demand.